Time for the Astrology Hour on KFOX. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s. On KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Welcome to the holiday edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio on KFOX. Today we are going to talk about one of the major aspects in the natal chart. That would be the opposition. Karma and the opposition in the natal chart. So for any or all of you who have oppositions in your chart, this bud's for you. And we're going to try to figure out what it means, the challenges and the risks, and the situations that might crop up due to having a natal opposition, one or more in your chart, which I feel is the strongest aspect in astrology. Isn't it unfortunate that I, Farley Malaris, have no oppositions in my chart? People say, Farley, what does that mean? That means I usually kick myself in the butt really hard when I want to get myself in trouble. I don't need anyone else to get me in trouble. When you have oppositions in your chart, oftentimes you feel totally enslaved by people, by situations, by organizations, by institutions. We find people that really can create quite a stew of trouble when they have one or more oppositions in their chart. I guess those of us that lack oppositions, that have none, and I'd love to talk to some people out there that are void of oppositions, if you know who you are. I guess those of us that are void of oppositions are experts on keeping life simple, whereas those people with oppositions are experts on complicating life and making it as busy as possible. Now, we're going to also define what an opposition is. We're going to give you several planetary possibilities as far as oppositions in the natal chart. We're going to talk about transit oppositions, so it should be a very good show for you in this edition of the Astrology Hour. And I want to thank Mannheim Steamroller for the use of their Christmas song, The Good King Wenceslas, one of the Christmas carols, as theme music for the Astrology Hour during the holidays. Well, you know, when you have an opposition in your natal chart, you messed up in a past life. you made a boo-boo there. And it's really quite a tough aspect, unfortunately. I've seen a lot of charts in my day, as you know. And I'll have to say that when you have oppositions in the chart, that we are karmically talking about past lives that have been filled with tribulation-type experiences. Now, oppositions accentuate polarities in a chart and can also form strong integrating links. They also form the type of fiber inside of individuals which toughens them. And also, I believe that people with oppositions in their birth chart, frankly, are forces to be reckoned with. And you don't want to really make these people mad. I'd love to see Roseanne's chart, because I kind of tend to think that she must be loaded with about 10 oppositions in her chart. When you have an opposition in your chart, it's really easy to find, because the signs that are opposite each other, specifically, there's only six grouping. Aries and Libra are opposites. Taurus and Scorpio. Gemini and Sagittarius. Cancer and Capricorn. Leo and Aquarius, and Pisces and Virgo. Those are the oppositions. You will have some bleeding. You will have some bleed over, which means you might have a planet in late Aries that could still be opposition a planet in early Scorpio. And I want to explain why that is. Because the next sign following Aries is Taurus, and the sign opposite Taurus is Scorpio. A planet at 28 or 29 Aries would also be opposition a planet at 28 or 29 Libra, but it would bleed into the first few degrees of Scorpio too. So there will be an incidence where you'll get an Aries-Scorpio opposition or a Taurus opposition to a Sag planet. You know, and frankly, if you get the bleeding oppositions like that, where Aries and Scorpio are opposite, or Taurus and Sag are opposite, you got a problem, because many of you that know about astrology know that Aries and Scorpio normally are signs that quinx each other, and same with Sagittarius and Taurus, and also Capricorn and Gemini and so forth. So when you have those bleeding oppositions like that, we're talking about real alien forces at work, which can create a uniqueness in your personality that could be one of a kind. But usually, the opposition occurs when planets are exactly opposite each other in the zodiac. That would be with the Earth in the middle. the classic opposition, of course, would occur when, let's say, the sun is in Leo and the moon would be exactly opposite the sun in Aquarius. Now, the Earth would get in the way of the sunlight to block out the moon and form a shadow on the moon, which is called a lunar eclipse. Okay? And that is an opposition, for example. We also get an opposition sometimes when there would be a any planets that are all the way on one side of the universe, and we have another planet that's on the other side of the universe with the Earth in the middle. So that's typically what happens. Now, the karma behind being born during a time when there are major oppositions, like right now, these babies that are being born right now are being born at a very volatile time karmically, which means their lessons in the future when they grow up are sure to be very significant and sometimes severe, depending on what planets are involved in the opposition, what signs they're in, how the opposition points are aspected and such. See, we have Jupiter in Cancer right now, opposition the other large planet of Saturn in Capricorn, another planet, Jupiter opposition Neptune in Capricorn, and now Uranus is coming into fold. So we have a Jupiter opposition Uranus in Capricorn. So children being born right now are being born with a triple opposition, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune to Jupiter, which can create one powerful puppy of an individual. And frankly, when we see oppositions in the natal chart, when this occurs, and frankly, if you are Aries or Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn individual, or you were born in the 50s with Cancer, Libra planets, and you've been feeling some of the incredible vortex of energy that's been surrounding our lives lately, you can imagine what it would be like to be born during this period, during this incredible opposition vortex that's going on between Cancer and Capricorn. And frankly, I do think at the same time, if you are born during a period like this, it's a major comment as to what you have done in a past life and what you are expected to do in this life. Also, I do feel that oppositions, frankly, when understood and when overcome and when karma absolved, are by far the strongest aspects in the natal chart. I don't see anything negative about it. In fact, I think that people that have oppositions in their chart, once they resolve the karma involved with that energy, can be the most intelligent, most evolved, most wise, and most powerful people you could ever imagine. Now, you might say, why is that, Farley? I'll tell you why. Because opposition karma in the natal chart is a never-say-die aspect. It's a never-give-up. This is a person that will fight to the end. You know that saying, no prisoners? Well, if you know a man or a woman with oppositions in their chart, it's not the type of aspect that will give up. Oftentimes, people will go through hell. Will go through hell in order to try to either make their point or experience a certain ethic that they feel is an important lesson for themselves and everyone around them. So we do find a lot of people with oppositions playing the long odds, waiting for the lotto ticket, waiting for that show business miracle, waiting for that man of their dreams or that woman of their dreams to finally turn around and love them. And what I have found is that people with oppositions in their chart are typically artists. A lot of them are artists, actors, musicians, actresses, and people that will paint a picture in their life that normally will be made up of a very difficult quest to overcome. But once that quest is conquered, then the holy grail at the end of the rainbow, whatever is there, can be realized and experienced. We do find that people with oppositions in the chart oftentimes need to build empires, need to build big families, need to have children, need to buy real estate, need to make lots of money, need to do big things in their life, like write books, create artwork, or write songs, and to do things so they can create attention and energy and a vibration to their life that can nourish them and nurture them and support them. Now, why is that? People might say, why do people with oppositions have to go so wild? Why do they have to conquer such incredible things? Why do they have to climb such incredible mountains? Well, I'll tell you why. Because when you have an opposition, what that means in a past life is that you were the type of individual that would have had authority over and control over other people. I want to make that clear. The opposition aspect in the natal chart, metaphysically, is the aspect of a past life lord, emperor, dictator, or someone in control or in a position of power that would decide the destiny of other people because they would be like unto slaves or followers. All right? Now, when you do that, when you have a past life where you think it's more important, instead of treating individuals like your brothers and sisters and family members, when you think it's important to dominate them, and a lot of people with oppositions in their natal chart now, today, that don't understand what that means, what they do is they repeat the mistake of dominating people in this lifetime. In other words, they think that part of their mission in life is to make the $45 million with the big record contract, and somehow create an empire where suddenly, without knowing it, they have people waiting on them hand and foot. So what they do is end up duplicating that experience from a past life. Now, obviously, this is not spiritually sound. And this person is subject to coming back over and over again with the oppositions in the chart and repeating the lesson. The responsibility karmically of having an opposition is you must be careful what you create. Because the mental, the spiritual, the emotional, and the physical energy that is required to maintain these impossible relationships that we seek, to maintain these empires that we create, to maintain these careers that we seek, and to experience trial and error that might be accompanied by repeated failures until we finally get the winner. So it reminds me of the person that will play millions of lotto tickets until they finally win. And you better believe they probably got 100 opposition, well, not 100, but a couple of oppositions to the Venus, the planet of money, which would set up a big requirement of money in their lives. Now, the opposition aspect karmically also attaches to it oftentimes a tremendous amount of anger and frustration, which means we find men and women with oppositions to the planet Venus carrying from past lives with them anger, frustration, fear, and sometimes hate from a reincarnational sense of either money, power, prosperity, or even the opposite sex. So oftentimes, if you're involved with a woman that has an opposition to her Mars, and you might notice she has a pretty volatile temper, that she does get very excited and upset and angry at times, especially if that opposition to her Mars is from Saturn or Uranus or Neptune or Pluto or Jupiter, then be forewarned that this woman may be used to getting her way in past lives. Now, let's make something straight here. This planet has been ruled by a history of humanity dominating humanity. And a lot of that humanity has been spoiled in getting their way and what they're used to. And if someone tries to resist them getting what they want, then they might end up getting executed, tortured, beheaded, whatever. In this lifetime, that stuff is illegal. But if we have oppositions in our chart, then the regal side of our natures might rise up. And if we don't get our way, like in a certain relationship, if you have a solar opposition, if the sun's involved, that's the Leo Lord. If Uranus is involved, that's the Aquarius Lord. Venus is the Taurus Lord. And Pluto is the Scorpio Lord. So any oppositions to the sun, Pluto, Uranus, or Venus could create a know-it-all-ish or my way or the highway type attitude with everyone you might know. It can be very stubborn. And that means that if things don't go your way, or if they don't go right, the frustration and the anxiety attached to that can be overwhelming. Well, what do you do if you have an opposition in your chart? Well, I'll tell you what you do. Number one, mellow out. Number two, watch your desires. Watch out for what you want to create in your life. Number three, try to avoid challenges. And try to avoid, you know, it's like telling a duck to avoid the water, right? Telling somebody with an opposition to avoid challenges, they love it. But the thing is, with oppositions, especially to Mars and Venus, is that people will fall in love with other people that are not in love back to them, but they will not let go. Because their dignity and their honor, and because there's something there karmic. I'll tell you what that instance is. If you were a king in a past life, and you totally dominated a slave as your lover, in this lifetime, you would come back as a normal human being, right? You're not a king or a queen. And that slave would be someone that you would fall in love with, who would literally dominate you, and you would be the slave in this life to the emotions of loving that individual, and they don't return the emotion to you. And so many people will call me up on the show and they'll say, Farley, I love this guy and I've loved him for years and I don't know what to do. And that's because you totally brutalized him in a past life. Your soul feels terribly guilty about it, and you're trying to somehow return this and nourish this and repair it. All you have to do is forgive yourself for what you did to him in a past life, forgive him for the relationship not working, and let it go. And by climbing those rungs in the ladder, one at a time, and by tackling these relationships that can be so painful, that is how we overcome the opposition. The opposition, and some of you have 2, 3, 4, even 5 oppositions, or you might have 2 oppositions that make a cross in your chart, that it happens to be called a grand cross. And if that grand cross is perpendicular enough at its angles, it will have squares on all 4 ends, which is called a grand square and a grand cross, which just so happens to be the aspect my mother has in her chart. And the grand square and the grand cross happens to also be the symbol of ancient Atlantis. So obviously a person with a grand square and a grand cross in their chart would have had an extremely regal heritage and would have been used to being a queen, a lord, a lady, or some kind of emperor that would have a tremendous amount of power over others. And if they repeat the mistake, that power over others would continue in this lifetime. And to overcome the opposition, you have to ask yourself, is it important that I have power over others? Is it important that I have to win in this situation? Is it important that I have to obtain this certain goal or material quest or emotional end? Is it important that I totally waste out my life and the lives of people around me to get to the end of the means to the end? And those of us without opposition might say, no big deal. I don't care. It doesn't matter. I give up. Surrender. The rest of us might subject ourselves to torturous, elongated marriage relationships, torturous, elongated career involvements, torturous, elongated battles with our children, our friends, our relatives, torturous, elongated battles with our mom and dad. That's right. You have opposition to your moon. Then there's a karmic struggle with dominance and power and authority with the mother. Opposition to the sun. You know, the mother or the father might either be so intense with solar or lunar oppositions, they could even disappear and be totally gone. So part of your karma might be having to grow up with a sun-moon opposition with no mother around to give you the maternal support you need. And that's a karma. That could reflect an abandonment in a past life when you were the mother and you didn't adhere to the responsibilities of raising a certain child. This time that child's your mother and they abandon you, or they make life miserable for you by trying to tell you everything to do, locking you up in your room, giving you curfews and such, and following all that stuff. It becomes really intense. The sun and the moon, the soul and the emotions. Mercury is the planet of the mind. Oppositions to the Mercury would show mental control in past lives, and you would have to come back and be subjugated to others trying to control you mentally, sometimes constantly. Oppositions to Venus would show karma with money, power, assets, resources, love, women. And coming back with an opposition to your Venus would show you a victim of circumstances under those following headings. And people say, Farley, how do I get rid of this? What do I do about it? How am I supposed to solve this and to repair it? What can I do? This lifetime is a limited experience in the flash of eternal life. This is just a flicker. Best thing I can do and tell you here is listening to a topic like this is embrace your opposition. Try to zero in on the essence vibration of what you're being shown and let go. Forgive yourself, forgive others, and be spiritual. My normal everyday prescription for people that are obsessed, selfish, egotistical, and involved in ridiculous struggles, impossible challenges where their emotions, their heart, their soul, their mind are all subject to being damaged or distorted. And all you got to do is let go. That's all you're being asked to do. Say goodbye. In a peaceful way, but say goodbye. Mars is a planet of war. It's also the planet of health, of life, of men. When you have oppositions to your Mars, whether you show it or not, you could be a very angry individual from past lives, and some of that anger might not surface until you definitely do some kind of action that appears to be vindictive, aggressive, hostile, or explosive. Once in a while, you meet somebody with a Mars opposition that doesn't show all this energy until you really get to know them. And then it can be like a nuclear explosion. That's why I always respect my pop. He's got a Mars opposition ascendant. Look out. Oppositions to Jupiter are very intense because Jupiter is a planet of freedom. And when you have an opposition to that planet, oftentimes you can enslave yourself in a situation or a circumstance you can create that is totally wrong for you. And wow, can it be difficult to get out of that. It's like living your whole life as a slave. Oppositions to Saturn create authority and dealing with the need to control, dominate, or conquer as one of your major karmas in life. Or other people trying to control, dominate, and conquer you. Works both ways. Oppositions to Uranus are a little intense because Uranus is a planet of accidents, of upheaval, of electricity, of lightning, of shockers, of divorce, of breakup, of unexpected occurrences. It's also a planet of friendships and goals. So oppositions to Uranus is definitely a test of an individual that might have been involved in incredible power struggles that might have involved lots of violence. You don't want to walk down a dark street at night downtown if you have an opposition to your Uranus. You want to probably stay indoors. But these people are reckless. A lot of people with oppositions to Uranus are the ones that'll go skydiving and the ones that'll race cars and they'll go skiing and they'll go boating and they'll take all the chances. And then when they end up in all these crazy circumstances with their health and their bodies, they wonder why. And tremendous karma with friends and goals when Uranus is involved. Neptune is one of the strangest of the oppositions, the Piscean Lord, because of the failure and because of the deception and because of the delusions involved. You have nothing to go on. Neptune is like a drug planet. So when you have Neptune oppositions, you think things are going one way, and the world knows it's totally opposite. So people with Neptunian oppositions could be living in a cloud, especially when it comes to relationships. Talk about falling in love easily with the wrong people. My gosh. You might feel used and accuse them of using you when you were the one foolish enough to fall into the spider's web. So when I meet people with Neptune oppositions, I kind of put a little cross up and say, okay, I'll be patient with you. Just tell me what you think the truth is, and then we'll talk about it. So, and let me tell you something. People with Neptune oppositions can get extremely depressed and be very vulnerable and can have tremendous escapist potentials here. It's not easy to get a Neptunian opposition. You have to totally blaspheme the spiritual sacred essence of this universe to earn a Neptunian opposition. It's almost like leading people away from the light to get that. So that's why it's hard for you sometimes to find the light when you have that. Now, I'm not putting people down, because I'm not saying that everyone would manifest the energy of any one opposition in their chart. I'm trying to explain to you, best of my knowledge, what these oppositions karmically mean, because we don't talk about this much. I have probably never done a topic this succinct, this deep, on the karma of an opposition in a natal chart before. Oppositions to Pluto. Talk about a Scorpio. You got Pluto oppositions in your chart, you are going to exhibit all the personality characteristics of any Scorpio. Believe me. Intense, extremist, hot and cold emotions, just compounding your emotions and bottling them up and exploding outwards with them. Talk about intense people. Talk about an experience in a past life deeply rooted into love, sex, and some type of conflict, possibly a conflict between nations. That's the Pluto opposition. Oppositions to the Ascendant. Wow. Is there a battle going on between this planet and yourself your whole life? I think some people that have oppositions to the Ascendant in their chart and planets in the 6th or 7th house know how to make themselves sick and drive themselves crazy over ridiculous issues. Believe me, if you have a planet in the 6th house in the house of health and it's opposed to your rising sign and you have some ridiculous goals in your life, then you might pay for it with your body if you don't give in. I know people that end up in the hospital over and over again with 6th house planets opposed to their Ascendant, because they don't know how to love themselves and take care of themselves and keep it simple. So they destroy themselves. They torture themselves. Hefty topic, huh? This first segment, 25 minutes commercial free of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. This is the place to learn about astrology the way it was meant to be learned. We go beyond sun sign astrology. If you're a first-time listener, welcome to the classroom. Every day at 12 noon, we give you a topic for about 30 minutes commercial free, trying to teach you about little elements of astrology. I recommend, if you don't know anything about astrology, this topic would have been an excellent topic to record and play at a later date when you moved a little bit further into the science of astrology. The rest of you out there are probably buzzing from it, because a lot of people would like to hear me talk about this kind of stuff. The show is public supported, and we are here every day only because there are members out there and supporters of this show that send us funds to keep us on the air. You know what the phenomenon of the Astrology Hour is? The phenomenon is that we teach topics of self-realization and spiritual and metaphysical enlightenment.